time. Amen. We thank God for another opportunity to open the sacred book and to preach the word of God. At this time, the scripture has already been read, but I'd like to read it again. So if you don't mind standing one more time, it is Psalm 46. And I'm just going to read verses 1 through 3. Psalm 46. It's a familiar psalm. And it says, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, how we thank you for your word today. And we pray, Lord God, that you would hide me behind the cross, that they'd only see Jesus, him crucified, buried, and risen. That as we leave this place, God, we'll be made the better knowing that you are God all by yourself and that there's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to preach your word, to sing your songs, to worship you, to come before you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. On last week, we talked about the topic of faith, and I want to kind of continue that a little bit, and I want to talk about faith, but from the aspect of who we have faith in. We talked about faith from the aspect of us having faith, but have you ever thought about the fact that your faith is secure because of the one you have faith in? The psalmist did when the psalmist wrote this scripture or this particular poem and talked about God being a refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Now, even when we look at the word trouble, we can all identify with that because we've all been in trouble at one time or another. Some of our troubles may have been small. I know you might be thinking back to third grade when you got in trouble with the teacher. But then we have acquired some troubles in our lives that were no fault of our own. When we think about the hurricane, that's causing people trouble right now. And so it's a good word from the Lord today to know that God is a refuge and a strength and an ever-present help in time of trouble. You know, we live in a day where there is something to fear being presented to us every single day. Have you watched the evening news to find out how many robberies there are, how many murders there are, how many killings there are? There are many reasons for us to live in fear. But, beloved, we can be encouraged to know that even with the report of the news, even with what we are going through, we can know that God is our refuge and our strength. You know, we try to be secure with all kinds of things. We have doorbells now that have cameras on them. We have hidden cameras on our porches, on our back doors, even on our garages. And all we get to do is see the trouble that is lurking. We really can't do anything about it. All it's doing is really recording it. But our psalmist tells us that even God sees what we're going through. Not only does he see it, he's able to do something about it. When the psalmist was writing this song, he was writing this song, or she was writing this song, and they were faced with the Assyrian captivity. They were faced with the captivity of Jerusalem, and they began to waver and think that they were going to make it. And so the psalmist writes this personal song to those who were listening, and he says this, God is our refuge. Did you hear that? Our refuge. Everybody cannot say that. But Israel could say that though other people were worshiping idol gods, for Israel, they could say God is our refuge. God is our refuge. And here we have three sections where we see that God is being talked about in this song because there's different violence that's coming against them. There's violence in nature, violence in the political arena, and violence in the military arena.
When we think about today, I want to focus on just two, the violence in nature and the violence in the political arena, because we face nature's violence all the time. If you live in this area of town or of the country, there's this thing we call summertime down here, and that heat can be heat of violence. I'm talking when the temperature gets to 99, but the weatherman says, oh, but it feels like 106, that causes violence, because you can't go out and just enjoy your normal day. You kind of have to strategically plan your day so that you are not out in the heat that may cause violence to your skin or to your body. And then we can't talk enough about the political violence that's going on, because even today, though we have people who are in charge who are not thinking about the whole country, even as we approach this election coming up, we see that people are siding with party instead of country. They're thinking about what does my party want and not what everybody needs. And so this violence is coming against us. But the psalmist wants us to know that God is a refuge even from nature and even from the political arena. I love this song because the psalmist refers to God, and when the people of Israel would talk about God, they would call him Yahweh. He was the name that could not be mentioned. But here is what they had to say to the nations that were causing them violence. Even though the nations were trusting in their armies, trusting in their chariots, trusting in their might, Israel was trusting in God. And their trust in God, here's my first one, trusting in God is based on facts about his trustworthiness. Trusting in God should be based on trusting in him because of his trustworthiness. Now, we can say, I trust in somebody, and when they're too late showing up, then our trust seems to waver. We can say, we trust somebody, and when they let us down, then our trust seems to waver. But when we trust in God because of who he is, then we can't waver in our trust. We see in this song that it's an emphasis on factual statements about God. Factual statements rather than the human attitude of trust and faith. Meaning this, no matter what is going on, whether you have faith or not, God is still trustworthy. Whether you have faith or not, God is still trustworthy. God says over in I think it's in Zechariah, he says, God is not a man that he should lie, or the son of man that he should repent. So that means God is what? Trustworthy. If God can't lie, that means everything he's saying is the truth. He never has to recant his statement. He never has to say, I didn't say that, because everything that he says is the truth. The important thing is God is a refuge and strength, meaning God is a strong refuge, one that can be secure. We think that we're secure because we got a doorbell that'll see somebody take something off our porch, but that's not where your security is. Your security should be in the one who is able to withstand nature, who is able to overcome politics, who is able to overcome any danger that might avail you. See, I have this thing when I go traveling, I pick up this thing and I make my emergency travel kit. That's what keeps me secure when I travel. And in this emergency travel kit that I have, it's real simple, but it's always good to have an emergency travel kit when you travel. And what I do is I get a grocery bag, one of those, not a plastic one. I get one that's good for the earth, you know, one that's recyclable. I get that bag. And what I do is I get a roll of paper towels and a plastic garbage bag, because whenever you're traveling in a car, you might spill something, and so you need a paper towel. And then when you get the paper towel and get out the mess, you got to throw it away. So that's my emergency travel kit. But don't you know, even before I pull out that garage, I got a very emergency travel kit, one that can't wipe up a mess but avoid a mess from happening. That's when I spend time in prayer with God, saying, Lord, I need you to be a fence all around me. Lord, I need you to put your angels of protection around me. I made that little analogy just so we can see we can't find See, the facts about God help us to be decisive in our attitude. We see a decisive difference in our attitude. That's my second point. Facts about God help keep us with decisive differences in our attitude. What I'm trying to say here is this. When you know that you have trust in someone who's trustworthy, your attitude is different.
Yeah.
When you know you have somebody you can trust in, your attitude is different. So this is what this looks like. When you know that you worship the God of our salvation, then you walk on the job with a different attitude. Mm. When you know you have trust in God, knowing that you can pay your tithes when you don't have enough money in the bank, but because of God's trustworthiness, your attitude is different. So you don't give your tithe begrudgingly. You don't give it scared. You give it confident to know that God is true to his word. When you have faith in God and trust in God, oh, your attitude ought to show it. When you walk through the doors, everybody ought to know that person has trust in God. So the psalmist says here that God is our refuge and strength. And it says he's an ever-present help in the time of trouble. See, the Israelites were faced with the people that they were in captivity with. And the people that they were in captivity with, they worshiped what were called idol gods. See, what they would do is because they weren't sure how the rain would come or how their crops would grow, they created gods fashioned by their own hands so that they would pray to these little trinkets and thinking that when they would pray to these trinkets, that that's what would cause their crops to grow. But God was a jealous God and still is. And he says, I will only be God. I don't want you doing what everybody else is doing. And so the people of Israel, even though they were surrounded by all of these other things, the psalmist had to come together with them and say, God is our refuge, not the trinket that you made, not the little God that you fashioned by yourself. In another part of scripture, it says they have eyes and can't see. They have ears and can't hear. Why are you praying to a God that has ears but can't hear you? They have feet and cannot walk. The psalmist is trying to remind them who they worship. We worship the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We worship the God who took the sea and parted it from one side to the other so that we walked on dry land. He is our refuge and our strength. He caused them to remember that crossing the Red Sea is where they saw the waters on one side and on the other side. But as they looked down at their feet were dry. See, when you have a God that can do that, why would you trust in something you made with your own hands? Even think about this. Your own hands are fickle, finite,
right.
Messed up. Your own hands come from your own mind. Those ideas, it's not enough to help you through the storms of life. Have you ever been like me and had an emergency kit that you thought was going to help you through a problem, only to find out it wasn't enough? Maybe it wasn't a trash bag and a paper towel. Maybe you thought it was a 401k, and then all of a sudden it was gone. Maybe you thought it was a best friend, and all of a sudden they stabbed you in the back. But you need to know that God is a refuge in the time of trouble. The Psalter says here that God is not just God. When he talks about God, he's talking about God is the Lord of hosts. He's the Lord of hosts. And when God is referred to as the Lord of hosts, he is referred to as the Lord of an angel of armies. The angel of armies, which indicates that God has an army of angels. Now, when you think about an army is prepared, they practice, and they're ready for war. Now, add that to an angel. God is the Lord of the angel of armies, which indicates that he has all power. So when they say God is our refuge and our strength, the Lord who is the Lord of the angel of armies is on our side. That means even though the sea will rise up against us and the mountains fall away, guess who's got me in his hands? It's the Lord who is the angel of armies. He comes with everything there for our friends. But sometimes, because of our own situation, sometimes because of things that are too hard for us, we can't get there, right? Have you ever made plans to go and minister to a friend and you got caught up and couldn't get there? The plane got delayed. The plane got canceled. But you planned to be there. Have you ever tried to go be by the side, bedside of a loved one and it was too late? But listen, God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. So that means you don't have to go looking for help because God is there. It's interesting that he would use this word ever-present, which is the same as I am, because God said, I am. He told Moses to tell Pharaoh, tell him I am. What does that mean? That means that not that I was, not that I will be, but I am. What does that mean? Whatever time it is, I am. Whether it's in your past, I am. Whether it's in your future, I am. He is an ever-present help. Does anybody need help today? Anybody need help with something today? You might need help financially. You might need help mentally. God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. The psalmist wants us to know that there will be times of trouble. Jesus says that this way, in this world, there will be tribulation. But be of good courage, because I have overcome the world. He is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. When we think about who God is, it's so easy to put our trust in him, right? I know you want to say yes, but sometimes it's not.
Right.
Tell the truth, sometimes it's not. Because sometimes we look at life instead of looking at God. Sometimes we look at our circumstances instead of looking at God. Sometimes we look at our problems instead of looking at God. So I admonish you today to know that God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. And you will just keep your face on God. You can make it through whatever comes against you. Here's the truth. Each day is filled with trouble. We don't know where it is. We don't know where it's coming from. Even when we have a good day. Has that ever happened to you? You have a good day at work. Traffic is moving smoothly. You get home and something goes bad. It just seems like no matter what, trouble finds us. But aren't you glad to know that we can go to God whenever we are in trouble? And how does this help us in our Christian walk? Well, my friend, you can tell somebody else that God is an ever-present help in time of trouble. There are people going through situations right now, and they are shaking their head. Their hands are in their head. They don't know how this thing is going to turn out. But won't you be a witness to them and tell them that you know a God who is ever-present, who is the Lord of the angel of armies, who comes with all power that he has, and he's able to help you in your time of need. It's these things that we need to learn about God in the good times. Because if we learn it about God in the good times, we'll remember it about God in the bad times.
Yeah.
If we learn it about God in the good times, we'll remember in the bad times. You do know your good times are not based on your good work. Yeah. It is based on the fact that God blesses us over and over again. But that same God that blesses you in a good time is the same God that keeps you in the bad time. Because he can take everything that we go through and make it work out for our good. See, the psalmist has it right when he says to the people of Israel, God is our refuge. No matter who everybody else trusts in, God is our refuge. A refuge is a place where you can run to and find safety. A refuge is a place that keeps you safe no matter what. And he is our strength. Have you ever needed the strength of God when you felt like you couldn't go on? Have you ever called on the strength of God? The scripture says it this way. Think about the joy of the Lord. Why? Because the joy of the Lord is your strength. Think about all the things that come against us in life. If we would just focus on God being our refuge, some of us need to learn how to run and hide. Some of us so busy trying to fight our own battles, and God is saying, just run to me. I'll help you. Just run to me. I don't need you to fight. I'll fight your battle. Stand still and know that I am God. Just run to me. Stop thinking you're big and bad enough to handle your own problem. If the Lord is Lord of your life, you will be able to withstand all the wiles of the enemy. There is nothing too hard for God. I want to share this little story because I think it's in the little things that we learn that God can take those little things and help us to understand how great he is. Because there's nothing too small and no thing too great. So if God can teach you who he is through a little thing, you can trust him through a big thing. Yeah. Now, that's interesting, too, because sometimes God does big things, and then we get worried about the little things. Yeah. But here's what God showed me when I was a very young child. When I was in middle school, I remember praying and asking God for the dogs not to chase me all the way home. Yeah. Sounds funny, but to a little kid who was afraid of dogs, that was a big thing. And I prayed and I asked God to keep the dogs from chasing me all the way home. And I remember getting off the bus that day, and I was praying, and I said, Lord, you know I'm scared. We got to be real with God. Lord, you know I'm afraid, and please don't let these dogs chase me. And I prayed to you last night, and I believe you answered prayer. And do you know that day, the dogs didn't chase me. I made it home. But here's the real truth of it. The next day, the dogs didn't chase me, and I made home. And the next day, the dogs didn't chase me, and I made it home. And the next day, the dogs, do you hear what I'm saying? So I learned at a young age that I can call on God, and he will help me. So when you get laid off, you can tell God, don't let the dogs chase me during this layoff, and he'll help you. When you're sick in your body, you can tell the Lord, don't let the dogs chase me, and he'll heal your body. Because God will help you in your time of trouble, whatever that trouble is. Your trouble may not be dogs. Your trouble may not be layoffs. But whatever it is, God is an ever-present help in the time of trouble. Amen. 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 Amen and amen. Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. God, help me. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, that there is nothing too hard for you. We thank you, God, that there's nothing so small we can't call on you. There's nothing too great you can't handle. Because you are the Lord of angel armies. You come with everything that you are. All power is yours, Lord God. So whether it's sickness or disease or relationships or whatever it is, God, we can call on you. And we know that whenever we call on you, you are ever present. Thank you, Lord, that you don't just solve our problems and leave us, but you carry us through and you bring us back to safety. Thank you, God, that you proved your love for us because you took care of the biggest problem we had, which is a sin problem, God. And we know that if you can solve the sin problem, hallelujah, thank you.